two bills restricting transgender youths are on the docket for Montana lawmakers this year. House Bill 112 would ban transgender athletes in public schools from participating in sports consistent with their gender. House Bill 113 would prohibit gender-affirming health care for minors, potentially fining doctors up to $50,000 for violating the statute. S.J. Howell with Montana Women Vote says these bills would harm young people. She says legislators should be focusing on COVID-19.
We think it's really, frankly, unconscionable that lawmakers are considering supporting this type of legislation, especially at a time like this.
Hearings for both bills were canceled this week and have not yet been rescheduled, according to the Montana Legislature website. Sponsor of the bill, Representative John Fuller, a Republican from Whitefish, did not respond to a request for comment. In an interview with Montana Free Press, Fuller says he opposes treatment that could have lasting effects on young people's bodies. All 130 members of the Montana chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics oppose HB 113. Vice President of the Montana chapter, Dr. Lauren Wilson, believes the bill is based in fear, not fact, and says knowing more about care for trans youth could reduce some of the stigma. For starters, therapy before puberty doesn't involve medication, instead focusing on letting a child express themselves how they choose.
At the onset of puberty, that comes a time for reevaluation with the patient and the family and decision-making together about maybe starting a puberty-suppressing medication called a blocker, which is completely reversible, but allows the patient and the family time to kind of assess where they are.
Wilson says trans youth have high rates of anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts because of the feeling that they're not in the right body. But she notes that rates go down if young people are affirmed, especially from an early age.
So that's good news. If we're allowed to provide appropriate care and the family is supportive of the patient, then sometimes there's really great outcomes for everyone.
A measure similar to the ban on trans athletes in school sports passed the Idaho legislature last year, but has been blocked by a federal court. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.